These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello dear meditators, welcome back to yet another guided meditation. My name is Raphael, I'm your guide, and on this channel we meditate together every single day. Thank you so much for being here, for meditating, for taking the time for yourself to become better human beings through self-awareness, through mindfulness. I'm so grateful to have you in my life and to be part of your journeys. I appreciate you, I see you, I feel you, and I am looking forward to start on today's meditation. Make sure that you won't be disturbed during the whole meditation, so 20-25 minutes. As you guys know, if you stay until the end of the meditation, you will get a quote or a thought or a feeling, an emotion, something to reflect on, to meditate on, to ponder upon, and to share so that we can engage in conversation together. So if you can put 4 or 5 extra minutes to your time of meditation, that would be great. What is important, though, is that nobody comes knocking on your door during the meditation or make you jump. Otherwise, it will decrease your experience. Making sure that you're sitting in a safe place, somewhere that you can sit nice and comfortably, nice and straight, with pride, with dignity, taking vertical space, making sure that your posture enables you to get into this state of transcendence, disengaging the ego, disengaging judgment, so that we're not stuck in the past or yearning for an experience in the future, making sure that we have no expectations towards that meditation. Otherwise, this will be the very blocker to our transcendental experience. Every day is different, every meditation is different, and this is how we need to take it. We start the meditation by dedicating it to somebody or someone, somebody that you care for, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you're having challenges with, or also to yourself. You can tell me in the comment section, I'll reply to you, to who you're dedicating this session. The way we do it, we close our eyes, hands to the heart, either palms on the chest or in a praying position, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. You can do it once, twice, three times, picturing, visualizing your energy being transmitted to that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal, it is perfectly natural, it is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session, don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Let it go. Refocus yourself, recenter yourself on the sensations of your body. If you feel like doing a little body scan, please do so. If you prefer directly starting to move, then move. If you need to stretch, stretch. If you need to wiggle, wiggle. If you feel like smiling, smile, but don't force anything. Take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Take a few minutes now to get reacquainted to the environment around you, to the space you're in. Noticing what's familiar, what's new, noticing objects and lights and shadows, textures, and also sounds and smells. Stay seated in peace and calm and stillness. I would like to share a quote with you today. And if you have 4 or 5 extra minutes, please take the time to reflect on that quote. Let me know in the comments how it resonates with you. The quote is by Gandhi. And he says, "There is more to life than increasing its speed. There is more to life than increasing its speed." And this is something, of course, that was written or said 60 plus years ago. But in context of today's society, it's so up to date. We're constantly trying to find ways to increase the speed of our lives, and yet we're scared to die. We have this fear of coming to the end of our existence, and yet we keep trying to go faster and faster and faster, living tumultuous lives, rarely taking the time to settle down, to clear the waters of our mind, and making it muddy in the process because we're constantly stirring, accelerating. And so this is the question to you. How will you slow down? How will you reflect? How will you keep those waters clear and still within yourself? And don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean that you should be less ambitious or that you should not strive to live to your full potential, but can you really get to your full potential? Can you really use your potential, your true capabilities to their maximum if you're going too fast? If you're rushing things, you can go fast if it's controlled, but is it controlled? You see this in sports a lot of time. When somebody rushes something, he misses the ball. But if he's just fast because he uses the softness of his movement, the fluidity that creates strength. Remember, softness is strength. Then this is a whole different picture. How can you apply this in your own life? How does this reflect, resonate with you? Let me know in the comment section. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for being here, for reflecting with me, for meditating with me. I appreciate you. I see you. I really feel you guys. Thanks again for letting me be part of your journeys, for being part of my journey. Check in the lists of links in the description below to support the channel, to get in contact with me, our upcoming course, our upcoming challenge on the 1st of August. I'll see you very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.